Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, "Now Abner, the son of Ner, and the servant of Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon." 2 Samuel 2, verse 12. According to 1 Chronicles 8, verses 28 to 33, this was the ancestral home of both Abner and Saul's families. Gibeon was only 5 miles northwest of Jerusalem and could have been considered a launch point for Abner and his troops to invade Judah. Or so it seemed to Joab, David's commander. Hearing of Israel's troop movements from Mahanaim to this border city, Joab took no chances and, quote, "went out and met them by the pool of Gibeon." So they sat down, one on one side of the pool and the other on the other side of the pool. 2 Samuel 2:13. "I've stood at the edge of this pool. It was unearthed in 1957 and excavated by a team from the University of Pennsylvania in the late 1950s. It's considered, quote, one of the ancient world's remarkable engineering achievements," end quote, according to the lead archaeologist, James B. Pritchard. The pool was dug 88 feet, or 27 meters, into solid limestone until it met the water table. A spiral staircase along the wall gave access to the water. Here the two sides met across the pool. Instead of a pitch battle, Abner suggested a contest between some of the young men, and Joab agreed. Quote, "So they arose and went over by number, 12 from Benjamin, followers of Ish-bosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 from the servants of David." Verse 15. But what was intended to be friendly quickly turned deadly. Quote, "And each one grasped his opponent by the head and thrust his sword in his opponent's side, so they fell down together. Therefore that place was called the Field of Sharp Swords," verse 16. Note to self, the staff is to be our aid in caring for the sheep. Swords are for the enemy, not for use against the Lord's little flock.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.